Hello, everyone, and welcome back to A&TM, the podcast. I'm your host, Selena Roberts. This week, we saw the fifth girl go home, and Haley Barrett had the honor of guesting in this week's episode. Today, I have Cassie with me. Hi, Cassie.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So, Cassie, how did your journey begin on this show?
Well, I applied like everybody else, and I can honestly tell you my story, but I feel like it would just be the same like every other girl. So when I slowly got in the top 50 and I decreased to final 15, and I am just over the moon and grateful.
What was your reaction when you got the call? Were you excited?
Well, I was extremely excited. I was so over the joy. It was just a breath of fresh air knowing that I got in, and I was so grateful.
What was it like walking through the school? Like, did you meet any friends or?
Well, we woke up really early to do that thing, and I had a lot of fun just getting ready and feeling the vibes of just going into like a place like this. It's honestly a very stressful environment. A lot of girls do some things that they wouldn't normally do in real life. Like, I could tell you a lot of stories behind the scenes, I mean, but walking through the doors for the first time was a very intense moment, very intense. It felt natural, it felt really new and something that I'd never done before. And I was honestly happy to be part of this. I was so grateful. I met a lot of girls that I now call my friend.
That's awesome. Do you have any regrets of anything that you did on your time on the show?
Well, I think everybody wants me to say that I wish I didn't get eliminated, but honestly, everything happens for a reason. God knows that putting me through this, he does not mean any harm to put me through all of this stuff. He only wants the best for me, and I think that my time on the show was definitely something that I enjoyed. I had so much fun just growing and being original and just helping me get experience. That's what I really wanted the most. I really just wanted to have experience, and I never believed that I could go for such a crown, but if I got there, if I managed to go all the way, I would have loved to get that crown. But I think, yeah, my only thing that I would have done differently is I think I would have tried something new for my pose. You know, we only get one click in the show, and it's very pressure. You have a lot of pressure to do well, and you have a lot of pressure, but I think I honestly was very happy to go when I did, because it was taking a toll on me. It was getting a little worse, but I had fun. I mean, yeah.
I think it's good to try out new things and chase your dreams and just have your hopes up, and I'm so glad you tried your hardest and you made it to the top 11 at least.
Right.
And so happy for you.
No other person can say that they have made it. And also, to a lot of people out there who are expecting me to say something mean about the girl that I was up against with, I'll let you all know a secret. Me and Rhiannon, I have the utmost respect for her. I really didn't want to go up. I mean, I would have been loved to go up against any other girl, but her, no, I would not have wanted to go up against her, because I think she is so talented and I think she has something awesome to bring. And I know, and a lot of people have been saying that, you know, she's been the bottom three times and you should have stayed, but I'm grateful for my time here. I really am. And I couldn't have gone up against any other person beside her. I mean, I love Rhiannon, and I could never hate her or never hold her against for anything, because it was not even her decision to make herself stay. I'm sure she literally told me when we were backstage, when we were just about to go to panel, she said, Cassie, just so you know, I would love to volunteer to go for you if I could. And I told her, no. Like, she's such a nice soul and she deserves so much, and I could never say nothing mean about her.
Yeah, I saw some mean things on Twitter, and people were speculating some drama between you two.
No.
So I'm glad that they cleared the air, and
I have nothing but respect for her. She's an amazing human being. I only wish her nothing but the best.
So I have to ask you this. Why do you think so many people voted for you in the polls?
I mean, okay, listen, I think a lot of people voted for Rhiannon because, you know, Rhiannon is her. She's a being, like, there's nothing else other greater than Rhiannon. I think Rhiannon has a lot of fans, and I think she has a lot of people rooting for her. And I feel like if I stayed, it would just have been weird. I would have just been, it would have just been weird if I didn't, if I stayed, I think. Because Rhiannon, I feel like she just needed her time to grow some more. And me staying, I would have stepped in the way of that, and I could never do that to her. But back to the question, I think a lot of people voted for me because I feel like I was not offering something that they were interested in. And you know, that's fine. I mean, listen, it doesn't faze me that there were a lot of people who voted for me. I have a lot of supporters as it is. And I know my supporters love me, and I know that I am truly grateful, and I'm happy. This has been an amazing experience for me, and I already have so many trophies that I've won from this competition. Like, first of all, I was among the first 15 girls to be in the show, this spinoff as a whole. So that's such an accomplishment there. I'm just over the moon. I'm happy. I'm always been happy.
Yeah, good for you. There were so many girls who auditioned, and you were so lucky to make it into the top.
Exactly.
I don't know if you really want to answer this question. You don't have to if you don't want to. But if you weren't the girl who got eliminated, what girl would you have sent home this week?
Well, I love all these girls. I truly do. And I would still see myself, because I just couldn't see anyone else going besides me. I mean, I feel like it was my time, and I was slowly going, just being safe and stuff like that. And I think that's more worse than being up for elimination.
What's next for you, Cassie?
That's a really great question. I think I want to do my own gardening. I want to take my activities again. I want to go back to school, definitely real school this time. And I want to keep going, and I want to grow some more. And maybe if they want me on the show a couple of weeks when I have more stuff, I would be happy to make a big return to ATM. But for now, I just want to just be Cassie for a while and model on the side, and not really focus that much on my modeling at right now. But the future is bright, and I know that, and I'm grateful.
That's great. Well, that's all for this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining me, Cassie. It was so
no problem. It was so much fun.
Yeah. I'll see you next week as I talk to the next eliminated girl. Bye. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to ANTM, the podcast. I'm your host, Selena Roberts. This week, we saw the fifth girl go home, and Haley Barrett had the honor of guesting in this week's episode. Today, I have Cassie with me. Hi, Cassie.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Cassie, how did your journey begin on this show?
Well, I applied like everybody else, and I can honestly tell you my story, but I feel like it would just be the same like every other girl. So, I slowly got in the top 50, and I decreased to final 15, and I am just over the moon and grateful.
What was your reaction when you got the call? Were you excited?
Well, I was extremely excited. I was so overjoyed. It was just a breath of fresh air knowing that I got in, and I was so grateful.
What was it like walking through the school? Like, did you meet any friends or?
Well, we woke up really early to do that thing, and I had a lot of fun just getting ready and feeling the vibes of just going into like a place like this. It's honestly a very stressful environment. A lot of girls do some things that they wouldn't normally do in real life. Like, I could tell you a lot of stories behind the scenes, I mean, but walking through the doors for the first time was a very intense moment, very intense. It felt natural, it felt really new and something that I'd never done before, and I was honestly happy to be part of this. I was so grateful. I met a lot of girls that I now call my friend.
That's awesome. Do you have any regrets of anything that you did on your time on the show?
Well, I think everybody wants me to say that I wish I didn't get eliminated, but honestly, everything happens for a reason. God knows that putting me through this, he does not mean any harm to put me through all of this stuff. He only wants the best for me. And I think that my time on the show was definitely something that I enjoyed. I had so much fun just growing and being original and just helping me get experience. That's what I really wanted the most. I really just wanted to have experience. And I never believed that I could go for such a crown. But if I got there, if I managed to go all the way, I would have loved to get that crown. But I think, yeah, my only thing that I would have done differently is I think I would have tried something new for my pose. You know, we only get one click in the show, and it's very pressure. You have a lot of pressure to do well, and you have a lot of pressure. But I think I honestly was very happy to go when I did, because it was taking a toll on me. It was getting a little worse, but I had fun. I mean, yeah.
I think it's good to try out new things and chase your dreams and just have your hopes up. And I'm so glad you tried your hardest and you made it to the top 11 at least.
Right.
And so happy for you.
No other person can say that they have made it. And also, to a lot of people out there who are expecting me to say something mean about the girl that I was up against with, I'll let you all know a secret. Me and Rhiannon, I have the utmost respect for her. I really didn't want to go up, I would have been loved to go up against any other girl, but her, no, I would not have wanted to go up against her, because I think she is so talented, and I think she has something awesome to bring. And I know, and a lot of people have been saying that, you know, she's been the bottom 3 times, and you should have stayed, but I'm grateful for my time here. I really am. And I couldn't have gone up against any other person beside her. I mean, I love Rhiannon, and I could never hate her or never hold her against for anything, because it was not even her decision to make herself stay. I'm sure she literally told me when we were backstage, when we were just about to go to panel, she said, Cassie, just so you know, I would love to volunteer to go for you if I could. And I told her, no. Like, she's such a nice soul, and she deserves so much, and I could never say nothing mean about her.
Yeah, I saw some mean things on Twitter, and people were speculating some drama between you two.
No.
So I'm glad that you cleared the air, and
I have nothing but respect for her. She's an amazing human being. I only wish her nothing but the best.
So I have to ask you this, why do you think so many people voted for you in the polls?
I mean, okay, listen, I think a lot of people voted for Rhiannon because, you know, Rhiannon is her. She's a being, like, there's nothing else other greater than Rhiannon. I think Rhiannon has a lot of fans, and I think she has a lot of people rooting for her. And I feel like if I stayed, it would just have been weird. I would have just been, it would have just been weird if I didn't, if I stayed, I think. Because Rhiannon, I feel like she just needed her time to grow some more. And me staying, I would have stepped in the way of that, and I could never do that to her. But back to the question, I think a lot of people voted for me because I feel like I was not offering something that they were interested in. And you know, that's fine. I mean, listen, it doesn't faze me that there were a lot of people who voted for me. I have a lot of supporters as it is. And I know my supporters love me, and I know that I am truly grateful, and I'm happy. This has been an amazing experience for me, and I already have so many trophies that I've won from this competition. Like, first of all, I was among the first 15 girls to be in the show, this spinoff as a whole. So that's such an accomplishment there. I'm just over the moon. I'm happy. I'm always been happy.
Yeah, good for you. There were so many girls who auditioned, and you were so lucky to make it into the top.
Exactly.
I don't know if you really want to answer this question. You don't have to if you don't want to. But if you weren't the girl who got eliminated, what girl would you have sent home this week?
Well, I love all these girls. I truly do. And I would still see myself because I just couldn't see anyone else going besides me. I mean, I feel like it was my time and I was slowly going, just being safe and stuff like that. And I think that's more worse than being up for elimination.
What's next for you, Cassie?
That's a really great question. I think I want to do my own gardening. I want to take my activities again. I want to go back to school, definitely real school this time. And I want to keep going and I want to grow some more. And maybe if they want me on the show a couple of weeks when I have more stuff, I would be happy to make a big return to ATM. But for now, I just want to just be Cassie for a while and model on the side and not really focus that much on my modeling at right now. But the future is bright and I know that and I'm grateful.
That's great. Well, that's all for this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining me, Cassie. It was so
no problem. It was so much fun.
Yeah. I'll see you next week as I talk to the next eliminated girl. Bye.